Mitzev, Yakuv, Chayim, Elohinu, Sefer Chayim, Avil Akeinu, don't forget Chos Venu instead of Chos Venu. And Avil Akeinu, okay? Now we'll go to the very end, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echod. And they repeat that. I do Baruch Shem three times. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Sol Olam Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Sol Olam Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Sol Olam Boed. I do Hashem who will Kim seven times, and you are counting on your fingers. Adonai, who will him? 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 Now, one way to do it mentally is to do 3, 3, and 1. Three times. Now switch a little bit. And then the seventh. Okay, the trick is to break up the six into two sets of three if you can. Okay, and just by a slight change in the Adonai. Adonai, the first three times. Next, second three times, Adonai. Okay? That way you have two sets of three. It's easy to do it without counting on your fingers. Yisrael is Najra Me, Rabbah, and so on. There's a Kaddish of Chol. At the end and in the middle, you break off for the Tekiyo, or wherever the rabbi will tell you to break off. Wherever that'll be. If it's in the middle of the Kaddish, you treat it as if it's the end, so people are alert that something new is going to happen. Okay? Then you can resume with Tiskabel if the rabbi has broken the Kaddish in the middle. Okay? I wish you a lot of luck. If you need anything else, way of explanation, or something to come out in the tape very clearly, please give me a call. And I can even sing over the phone into a tape. Okay? So take care.